God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In other words, when you have Christ, all these things are yours. If you do not have Christ, none of these things are yours. Therefore, the great question is, what is your relationship with Jesus Christ?
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, we're wrapping up a series where we've been looking at some of the promises that Christ has given to us.
Yes, a marvelous promises straight from the lips of the Son of God. I mean, he says, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. He says, all that the Father gives me will come to me. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. He says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So all these things Jesus Christ is going to do for those who are in him.
But as you just pointed out a moment ago, the question that we need to know the answer to is, what is your relationship with Christ? Because whether or not those promises are ours are dependent upon that.
Yeah. And that takes us to where we are today, because I think one of the questions that some folks have might be, well, is Jesus Christ really interested in me? Is he willing for me to come to him? And we're going to look at the story today of a man who wondered if Jesus was willing and found that he was. And here's the great invitation. Jesus Christ is ready and willing to receive you. And the great invitation is for you to come to him and to enter into and receive all the good of the promises that belong to those who are in Jesus Christ.
Well, we are in Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 40 today, so I hope you open your Bible. Join us there as we begin a message, Jesus is Willing. Here is Pastor Colin.
A man who has leprosy, terminal disease in that day, of course. He comes to Jesus and he says, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus says these wonderful words. He says, I am willing, be clean, and the man is healed. Now, I've chosen the story for today because in these last weeks, we've been looking at what Jesus Christ is willing to do for us. Seven times we've seen in the Gospels, Jesus specifically says that he will do something for us. I will. He says, I will give you rest. He says, you come to me, I will never turn you away. I will make you fishers of men. I will give you the Holy Spirit. I will confess you before my Father in heaven. I will take you to be with me. And I will that you will be with me and that you will see my glory. Now, that's where we've been over these last weeks. Seven commitments that Jesus Christ makes to you. And we have called them together rock solid promises. Now, we're trying to wrap up the series today, and I have two simple aims. The first is, if you are a Christian today, I want you to stand back and really to take in the big picture of everything that is yours in Jesus Christ. I want you to rejoice in it. I want you today to be refreshed with a sense of thankfulness to God for all that is yours in him. That's the first aim. Here's the second. There are some of us who are not yet committed to Jesus Christ. You've been exploring these things. You've become interested in Christianity. Perhaps a friend has been bringing you to the church over these last weeks. You're interested, and that is why you are here, and that is a wonderful thing. But although you are interested in these things about Jesus Christ, they are not yet yours. You are aware even now that they are somehow outside of you. They don't yet belong to you. And I want to show you today how you can receive what Jesus Christ offers to you. My prayer is that over this weekend, there will be many of us, folks who've been thinking about the claims of Christ for some weeks now, and this will be the time when you will cross the line and you'll move from exploring to receiving, that you'll move from investigating to actually believing, that you'll move from kind of observing on the outside to becoming a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you will not only know what he's willing to do, but that what he is willing to do will become what he actually does in your life and in your experience. So let's take a step back then and look at the sevenfold promise of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we're going to look at how these things can be yours. What are the rock-solid commitments of Jesus Christ? What is the sevenfold promise that Jesus has made to us? Number one, Christ is willing to reconcile you to God. That's Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary, all of you who are burdened, everyone who's heavy laden, he says, I will give you rest. That's the first I will. And it is the promise of forgiveness. We looked at the beginning of the series at the story of Augustine. You remember that man who said to God on one occasion, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. And Augustine surely knew about restlessness. He was conflicted. He was at war with himself. And then he discovered that Jesus Christ is able to give rest to the human soul, and he entered into that rest when he received the forgiveness that Jesus Christ offered and committed his life to him. Jesus says, I give you that rest. It comes from being reconciled to the Father. The end of your fight against God. The Lord Jesus Christ says, your sins I will forgive. I will remember them no more. I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So Christ is willing to reconcile you to God. Second, Christ will never drive you away. Now this is John chapter 6 and verse 37. Jesus said, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive them away. This is the promise of security. And it's a marvelous promise that however many times you mess up as a Christian believer, the Lord Jesus Christ will never tire of you. There'll never come a time when the Lord Jesus Christ will give up on you. You won't get to a place where Jesus is going to say, you know, he's not really shaping up very well as a Christian. I'm going to pass over him or her and move on to someone else. No, you were in the Father's heart, we saw, before the creation of the world. Christ died to save you. He's made the purchase, and he lives to keep you. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Third, Christ promises to make you useful. He says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. In other words, he says, I will give you a ministry that will have influence in the life of others. I'll give you a purpose that you never knew before you began to follow me. When you come to Christ, this is marvelous. Your little life, my little life, gets caught up in the big sweep of God's eternal purpose. And you find in Jesus Christ a purpose that you would never have known and never have discovered apart from him. Your life is in the hands of the living God. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, when I'm going to use you, I'll make something of your life. I will make you fishers of men. So he reconciles us to God. He welcomes us and keeps us for eternity. He gives us new purpose and direction in our life. He makes you useful. Number four, Christ will give you the Holy Spirit. This is John chapter 14. Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. How does Jesus come to us since he is exalted in heaven? Answer, I will ask the Father and he will give you another counselor, the Holy Spirit, who will be with you forever. And this, of course, is the promise of power. I am so grateful for this promise. What a marvelous gift it is. The Lord Jesus Christ gives us more than a list of instructions. I need the instructions, but more than the instructions, I need the power to do what Jesus tells me to do. And this is what Jesus promises. He says, I will give you the Holy Spirit so that my presence, my power will be with you and in you to live the Christian life. Whatever you face, I'm with you, he says. I'm with you always. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Number five, Christ will confess you before the Father. If you confess me, he says, Matthew 10:32, I will confess you before the Father in heaven. And this, of course, is the promise of final salvation. Can you imagine any other moment in your life that could come close to this moment for you to stand in the presence of God and for Jesus Christ to announce that you belong to him? You just think about that. And Jesus says, you confess me, I will confess you before the Father who is in heaven. I will do that. So those who are with Christ have nothing to fear in the presence of God on the last day. Number six, Jesus promises specifically that he will bring you into heaven. He says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and I will take you to be with me. Here's the promise of great and eternal joy. Jesus Christ has opened heaven for us, we saw. And how did he do that? He has done that through his death and his resurrection. And when he said, I go to prepare a place for you, he's not talking about doing some kind of construction in heaven. No, he's talking about going to the cross. He's talking about going to the grave. He's talking about rising from the dead and ascending into heaven, where at the right hand of the Father, he becomes our advocate, our savior. He becomes our king, exalted Lord. And it is in this way, through his death and his resurrection and his ascension, that he is able to bring us into an opened heaven. And then last week, we saw the seventh part of the promise, that Christ will show you his glory. He says, John 17 and verse 24, I will, Father, that those you have given to me should be with me and that they will see my glory. So the promise here is the promise of Jesus Christ himself. Now, I've called this a sevenfold promise rather than seven different promises, because these are not, you know, promises that can somehow be separated from each other as if we pick them up along the journey of the Christian life. No, everything that God promises to you is yours in Jesus Christ.
What a thought. Everything that God promises to us is ours in Jesus Christ. Well, we do have to pause right here. But I want to let you know that if you joined us late, or if you can't stay with us through the end of the program, or you just want to go back and listen to these broadcasts again, you can do that by coming to our website, openthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. Again, that's at openthebible.org, or you can listen on the go through the Open the Bible app, which you'll find for free at your app store. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
Everything that God promises to you is yours in Jesus Christ. And nothing that he promises is ours apart from Jesus Christ. That is why Paul says in Ephesians 1:3, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In other words, when you have Christ, all these things are yours. If you do not have Christ, none of these things are yours. They are all found together in him. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The sevenfold promise of Jesus is ours in him as he becomes ours. Therefore, the great question is, what is your relationship with Jesus Christ? Because if Christ is yours, all these things are yours. If Christ is not yours and you are not his, none of these things are yours. See, at the end of the day, it is Christ who forgives. It's Christ who welcomes. It's Christ who makes something of your life. It's going to be Christ who gives you the Holy Spirit. It's Christ who confesses you before the Father. It's Christ who's coming again. And it is Christ who is going to show you his glory and bring you into his presence forever. So not kind of experiences that can be found somewhere apart from Christ. They're all in him. So I hope as we think about what Jesus promises to us, we're seeing something more of his greatness. I hope your heart is lifted by this. Think about it. Christ is the Savior who reconciles you to God. He is the Shepherd who will never turn you away. He is the Lord who is going to make your life useful, giving you new direction and purpose. He is the Advocate who speaks for you and represents you in the presence of the Father. He is the Friend who will be with you always. He is the Redeemer who opens heaven for you by his death and his resurrection. He is the Son of God whose glory you will one day see and share. And all that God promises to you is yours in Jesus Christ, and none of what God promises is ours without him. Therefore, what matters supremely is your relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, did you notice, by the way, that every one of the promises of Jesus also speaks about our relationship with him? So if we go back to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29, Jesus says there, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." And then he says what? "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." So you see what he's saying? If you want to have this rest, you've got to be yoked to me. Then Jesus is saying, you've got to come to me. All who the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive him away. So this is describing a relationship with Christ now. You're yoked to him. You come to him. What else do? You follow him. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. What else are you to do? You're to obey him. If you love me, Jesus says in John 14, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give to you another counselor, the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is given in order to pursue a life of obedience. You're to confess Christ. Whoever acknowledges me, I will acknowledge him before the Father who is in heaven. You're to trust Christ. Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again. Now you walk this way. You yoke yourself to Christ. You come to Christ. You follow Christ. You obey Christ. You confess Christ. You trust Christ. And one day you will see Christ. John 17, 24, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me and to see my glory. Now, do you see the pattern here? When you put these things together, it becomes very clear. The sweep of the promises of Jesus, and they are all yours in him. They're yours when he is yours. And therefore, what really matters is that you are related to Jesus Christ. And the Bible puts this in all kinds of ways. Yoked to him. Come to him. Follow him. Obey him. Confess him. Trust him. And one day, you will see him. Now, folks, here's the marvelous assurance. You can build your life on the rock-solid promises of God. And where Christ is yours, all of his sevenfold promise is yours. Now here's the burden that's on my heart today. For some of us, the question right now is, okay, I see that amazing promises in Christ. Got to be properly related to Christ. But how can these things become mine? How can I be sure that these things are mine? Somehow it still seems to me that these things are outside of me. How can I know that they are true of me? How can I receive what Jesus promises? Now, that's why we've come to Mark's Gospel and chapter 1 today in this very simple little story, and it couldn't be more simple, about a man with a dreadful disease of leprosy. And he comes to Jesus and he says, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus says to him, I am willing, be clean. And the reason this story is so helpful for us as we're trying to wrap up this series is that this man receives what Jesus Christ offers. He is marvelously and wonderfully healed. And I want to suggest to you that how he received what Christ gave to him is a pattern. It is a model for how you can receive what Jesus Christ says he is willing to do for you in your life today. And there are just three things here, and they are very simple. But I want you to see them so that today, if you have not walked this way already, you can do them. Number one, this man had faith. That is, he believed in Jesus Christ. He comes to Jesus and he says this, you can make me clean. In other words, this man has confidence in the ability of Christ. That's what faith is. You can make me clean. All that Christ is and all that Christ promises becomes yours by faith. You don't earn it by making changes in your life. You receive it by putting your trust in the ability of Jesus Christ to deliver on what he has promised, as we've read it over these weeks in the Bible. Faith, think of it this way. Faith is like a hand open to receive. See, a lot of people spend their lives with a clenched fist towards God. Faith is a hand open to receive, and it's an empty hand. There's an old hymn that says, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to your cross I cling." That's faith, you see. Faith is recognizing that I am not going to receive what Jesus Christ promises by doing some kind of deal or a trade in which I offer something into the pot and he gives me something in return. No, faith is an open hand that's empty so that Jesus Christ can give you what you do not have. That's what it is. And the hand is open because you have become persuaded in the ability of Jesus Christ to do what he says he is able and willing to do. So faith, in other words, rests on the ability of Christ. You can make me clean. Faith isn't some kind of inherent capacity to trust. If it was, some of us are more trusting than others. And frankly, that may be a lot to do with your background. But actually, faith is nothing to do with your inherent capacity to trust or your problems with distrust. Faith is recognizing that Jesus Christ is trustworthy. That's what it is. Not about you, it's about him. It's about recognizing that he has the ability to do what he says because he is the Son of God. That's why whatever your background and whatever the letdowns in your past experience cannot keep you from faith in New Testament terms, because faith doesn't rest on a capacity in you, but it rests on an ability in Christ.
Well, we've really just begun to answer that question, how can I receive what Jesus promises, as we've looked at faith and what it means to believe in Christ. And we're going to continue this message on our next broadcast. Our message is entitled, Jesus is Willing, and it's the final message in our series, Rock Solid. If you want to get a copy of this series for yourself, ask about it when you call us at 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365, or you'll find ordering information online at openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported program. We're able to be on the station because of your generosity, and as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to offer you two copies of Pastor Cullen's newly illustrated book called Christmas Stories. One for you, one to give away. And Colin, what is Christmas Stories and who's the book for?
Well, it's for the whole family. Christmas Stories, it really tells the story of the birth of Christ from the perspective of various people who were involved in the event at the time. Over the years, I told the Christmas story through the eyes of Mary and Joseph and Simeon and even King Herod. And these stories have been brought together by our partners at 10 of Those Publishing, and they have been beautifully illustrated. So we have now a Christmas story book that's intended to be read aloud, and it's for all the family. So for you and for your loved ones, here's a way to have something fresh in regards to Christmas. Tell the Christmas story, read it out loud with those who you love. Christmas Stories, I'm delighted to be able to commend it this month.
Well, we want to send you not just one, but two copies of this book as our way of saying thank you for your financial support, one for you and your family, one to give away. You can find out more when you visit our website, openthebible.org, or call and give your gift of support at 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. And again, the website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
Hi, this is Pastor Colin again, and I want you to know about Watch Your Doctrine. Watch Your Doctrine is a six-session course that is geared for leaders but accessible for every believer. The six sessions will introduce you to six central truths of the Christian faith: how we know God, how God speaks to us, how sin affects us, how God's Spirit brings new life, how we're made right with God, and what Jesus accomplished on the cross. There are questions at the end of each session, and you can use them on your own, or you can discuss them with a friend. For more information, or to begin this free online course, visit openthebible.org/courses. That's openthebible.org/courses.